Salam and good evening to you, worthy friend. Please, please, come closer.
Too close, a little too close.
Hello and welcome to episode 57 of the Disney Brit Podcast for Wednesday, the 22nd of December 2010. Thank you once again for joining us for a slightly different version of the show, because this show is indeed a Christmas special. We won't have any news and rumours for you this week, but we're going to air a project that we've been working on recently, and we're going to bring you the Disney Brit British pantomime, Disney version of a British pantomime. And then we're going to bring you our top three Disney Christmas tunes. Myself and Craig have come up and compiled our top three favourite pieces of music that Disney produced, especially for Christmas, especially for the holidays. And we're going to tell you what they are, and you'll hear our number ones at the very end of the show. And then after that, we're going to bring you the second half of the Disney Brit Panto as it was aired on Mouse Vents, which was the Disney advent calendar you'll have heard of mentioned in previous shows. So that'll be the show. Without any further ado, let's get on with this edition of the Disney Brit Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Disney Brit Podcast and the Iron Orlando Radio Show proudly present to you a very British Disney pantomime. Once upon a time, in a land far from here, lived two ugly sisters, so tender and dear. They hate almost everything, and manners could not pardon. So come join them now at 23 Cypress Garden.
Bills, bills, bills. Tax bill on the house. I'm fed up with having to pay out and getting nothing in return. Ooh, hang on. What's this? They don't usually come in a red envelope. Maybe it's an invite to the princess ball. I could go without Juz. Find the prince, fall madly in love with.
You're going where without me?
Nowhere. What do you think you're doing listening to my outward thoughts? These are usually shared inwards, but can't because of radio listening audience of the Disney Brit Podcast and Ion Orlando fans.
Oh, do shut up with your uninteresting waffle and tell me what you're on about.
We have received a letter.
Is that supposed to fill me with excitement? I receive letters all the time, every day, you idiot.
Ah, but it's a special letter. It came in a red envelope.
Ah, final notice then. That's it. They're going to evict us. They better get a move on with that Fantasy 8 Land expansion, or we're going to have to live out on the streets. We may even have to start a Rip Ride rocket car with unbelievable speed, headrest sound system, and unreliable technology.
The sisters were worried. Could they soon be evicted? I'm hoping by now to this play you're addicted. But wait, what is this? Have they both been mistaken? The deeds to their house aren't the things to be taken.
Open it then. What's it say?
All right, Grumpy. Okay, let's take a look. It reads, Dear Ugly Sisters, we know that you have lived in Cypress Gardens for many years, and due to your commitment to the area and its community, we felt it only right we informed you of the current plans we have for your street. Land South Adventures LLC no longer feel they are interested in the investment of your community and have sold it on to new investors. The new company, Merlin Entertainment, will take charge straight away. Although there will be no immediate change to your property, you will find a few changes which are outlined below. 1. The residential area will be renamed Legoland and the names of individual roads will fit accordingly. You will become known as Lego Gardens. 2. Your property will not change, but Merlin will now only build with plastic, which will change the look of the local area. Yes, I know you are thinking plastic bricks in Florida sun. They will melt, but we have made them aware of this and they have assured us that we have no such problem with their parks in Britain. We apologise for any inconvenience caused and hope you'll be happy with the more commercial product that will be Legoland.
They can't do this. I'm incensed, appalled, disgusted, squilled, and any other adjective that makes me sound angry.
My beloved Cypress Gardens, how could they do this? I love that place. The rides were great. It has the best wooden roller coaster in the world. Don't get me started on those botanical gardens.
Ray, this is a pantomime that's taking the mickey. Get on with the story and don't be so picky.
Who asked you to get involved? And why on earth are you talking in rhyme?
I know, blame the scriptwriter. Is it what the narrator always does in a panto?
Not in the Disney Britain Iron Orlando podcast panto he doesn't, unless he got it free rhyming book as one of his normal freebies.
Okay, but enough with the product placement. Continue, please. We were, you know, we're on a Destination Disney here.
I have an idea. I bet just as many of the other fairy tale characters who live nearby are just as upset about this as us. How about we all round them up to protest against the removal of such a wonderful attraction? Name change.
Brilliant. Well done. What a great idea. For once, you aren't depriving a village of an idiot.
So off went the sisters to drum up support, name-changing plans they would go out to thwart.
Stop with the rhyming.
Fine, they went to see Tinkerbell.
Wow. Who'd thought it Tinkerbell would have such a vinyl mashing addiction? She had put them all over her front garden, just like gnomes. Look, she's got 3-inch and 9-inch versions. There are some limited edition versions in there too.
Oh, just look at the limited edition drawn one. That must be worth a small fortune.
Be careful. Before long, you'll love them almost as much as Nick does.
You're right. We mustn't get sidetracked. We have a mission to get Cypress Gardens back. And I am sure Tinkerbell can help us. Well, ring the doorbell.
Well, nothing like blowing your own horn.
What?
Ah, hello, friendly neighbour. I thought Tinkerbell was always supposed to be cheery, if not a little bit stroppy.
Not at all, typecast.
Well, I'm not happy.
Neither are we. Did you get a letter this morning?
No, what letter?
About the name of our road changing.
No.
They are changing the name from Cypress Gardens to Lego Gardens.
Why?
Oh, great. As if we haven't got enough to worry about, we are now supposed to have a crying fairy on our hands. And hang on, aren't you supposed to be a girl?
Yes, usually. But I have always wanted to play the part of Tinkerbell. And the boys at Iron Orlando and the Disney Brit podcast have always been hot on equality and equal opportunities. They couldn't resist me in the dress.
Enough with the product placement from the Iron Orlando podcast and the Disney Brit podcast. And anyway, you all forgot about the Destination Disney radio show and Destination Vinylmation. Tinkerbell, just can't get enough of them.
Yes, I love Vinylmation more than life itself. And who is that anyway?
It's our narrator. I wish he'd shut up. He's getting right on my nerves.
Then a truck accidentally ran over the ugly sisters.
Ooh. Ooh, that hurt. Ooh, that's going to leave a rash. You can't do that. This is a family pantomime.
I'm the narrator. I can do what I like. Then a swarm of bees attacked Tinkerbell and the ugly sisters.
Ah! Ow, that's smart. Ouch. Meow. Ich bin einem Beiten. Okay, okay. Enough. You've proved your point. You can stay.
Thank you. Now, where were we?
I was crying. You were asking why, blah, blah, blah.
Ah, yes. So why were you so upset?
Just like you, I was due to be moving home in a few years. In 2013, Imagineers told me I would have a brand new Pixie Hollow over at the Magic Kingdom that would be a perfect place for me and my fairy friends to live in. I was so excited! But this morning, a man named Tom Staggs came to see me. He told me that plans for my new home might be on hold for a while. Maybe even forever. A bit like the Western River Expedition. Them damn pirates. Anyway, he says that they are worried that I'm not appealing enough to boys. Older boys, maybe, but not the younger ones. And they need to be a little more boy-centric, which isn't even a real word anyway. And they might have to change their plans. Instead, I would have to stay here. I was so upset, he tried to make me feel better by adding some good news. As a lot of you will be moving out very soon, they have agreed to build a huge new plastic house over on the other side of the road for a brand new resident.
Oh no, please don't tell me.
Does he? She? I'm not sure what you mean.
Yes, Duffy the Disney Bear!
Oh no.
Is it the end for our intrepid duo? Will they ever get away from this hairy-legged Tinkerbell? Will Duffy Bear help, and will the Ugly Sisters get their name back? But most importantly, will the narrator ever be able to rhyme again? Join us for part two of the Disney Brit and Iron Orlando podcast Christmas pantomime, coming soon.
Crashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha ha ha! Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing!
Columbus Vacation Villas, Central Florida vacation home rentals and property management services. If you are looking for your perfect vacation villa, get in touch with this friendly family-run business, which will go out of their way to make sure your vacation of a lifetime is just that. If you already own a villa in Orlando, then let Columbus take care of everything whilst you are away, giving you complete peace of mind. Check out www.columbus-vacations.com and discover a new world.
There you go. You've just heard the very first section of the Disney Brit Iron Orlando Destination Disney Destination Vironimation, you name it, podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And we've not, well, it seems strange. We're sort of this far into the show and we've not said hello yet to Craig. So hello, Craig.
Hello, everyone. And I will say hello, Disney Pod people.
Hello, Disney Pod people, because unfortunately, Juz isn't with us. You know, those of you who might be listening in America, in sunny Florida or anywhere like that, you get those picturesque postcards where it's Christmas and it's snowing, okay? Here in the UK, it's snowing. It's not necessarily picturesque.
No.
In fact, the country is basically ground to a halt. And Juz, unfortunately, bless him, is on what seems to be a four-hour commute from work to home. So he's not with us this week, which is a shame. On our very special Christmassy episode, we're going to be bringing you, well, not news and rumours, we're actually going to be bringing to you a very Christmassy top three today. And what I've asked Craig to do, and I've done the same, is we've gathered our three top Christmas songs. Three songs that we really, you know, inspire us for Christmas and written by Disney. So we're going to give you our top three and you'll hear a little extract from some of those top three. And then we'll play you right at the end of the show, after you've listened to the second part of the Disney Brit Panto, we'll play you in its entirety our top two songs. So Craig, why don't you kick us off with your number three?
Oh, do you know what? As you're going to play them right at the very end, I don't know whether to change them.
Ooh.
No, I won't. I will stick. My number three, right, that I will admit to all of the pod people out there that Disney and Christmas songs are not something that I, as together, are familiar with. I love Christmas songs. I have a massive Christmas collection on Spotify and on my iTunes with lots of Christmas songs. I love all different sorts. But it's very hard to kind of find original Disney stuff. So I was having a look through today, And actually, what I've come up with is an album that the kids have got, and they love Disney Mania albums. I don't know if you've ever come across those, Adam, but they're...
Yeah, there's loads of them.
I think they're up to number 7 now, but they take, you know, classic Disney songs and they get, you know, the modern day, you know, the Miley Cyrus or whoever, Cordon Bleu and lots of other people to record new versions of them. And they're not just a re-record of the song, but they, you know, they jazz them up or they change them. There's some rap versions of Big Bad Wolf out there. Some of them are really good. And they've done a Christmas album. Now, I had a listen to this today, and actually the one song that I really quite like of it, and it's one of my favourite Christmas songs anyway, is Wham's Last Christmas.
Right, okay,
and
yeah, cracking song.
Ashley Tisdale, who is, as we know, Candace from Phineas and Ferb, from The Suite Life on Deck, and also, very famously, Fabulous Chops from High School Musical.
Sharpay.
And there's a new High School Musical film coming out in April, straight to DVD. Yeah. That please jazz.
Isn't she playing the lead role in it this time, isn't she?
She is, yeah. It's a spin-off.
Broadway.
Yeah, it's all about her. So I've picked her singing Last Christmas, which I actually quite like.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very
Okay. So not technically Disney, but she is Disney, and it's on a Disney album. So
okay, I'll give you that. It's technically created by Disney, therefore it makes it a Disney Christmas song in this sense.
Yes,
it's okay. You know, it's a bit cheesy pop, which is fine.
I like cheesy pop.
But I'll let you go cheesy pop for this one occasion.
Thank you.
Okay, cheesy pop is number 3 for Craig. Right, my number 3. I'm stepping away from the parks for my number 3,
okay.
And I'm going to what Christmas is not Christmas. Unless I've seen this film. And I'm heading over to The Muppets Christmas Carol. Now, I could have quite legitimately put this entire album in as my Christmas number 3. But I've sat and I've decided that I'm going for there's a song called Thankful Heart, which is sang towards the beginning of the movie. And I'm gonna take Thankful Heart as my number 3.
With a thankful heart, with an endless joy, with a growing family, every girl and boy will be nephew and niece to me.
Nephew and niece to me.
Will bring love, hope and peace to me.
Love, hope and peace to me.
Yes, and every night will end, and every day will start, with a grateful prayer and a thankful heart. With an open smile and with open doors, I will bid you welcome. What is mine is yours. With a glass raised to toast your health.
With a glass raised to toast your health.
And a promise to share the wealth.
Promise to share the wealth.
I will sail a friendly course, file a friendly chart on a sea of love and a thankful heart. Life is like a
As you heard, it's, you know, it's really very, very Christmassy in its style. You've got the sleigh bells in there, you know. It is, to me, possibly one of the most ultimate Christmas movies. You know, I have to watch Muppets Christmas Carol every Christmas, otherwise it is not Christmas. It just is. I introduced Harry to it this year and he sound watched it with me for the first time. We've already watched it. We probably watched it the 1st of December. And no doubt we'll watch it Christmas Eve because it's a bit of a sort of a Christmas Eve tradition now.
Oh, how nice.
So, Thankful Heart is my number 3. Craig, what you got for your number 2?
Well, same movie, actually. the kids were going to sit and watch it today, but they had other things to do, so they're going to sit and watch it tomorrow.
Can we just, before we carry on, can we just actually let people know we haven't shared our lists with each other at this
point? No.
We have no idea what we've written.
No, and you wouldn't help me.
And I wouldn't help him, no. So you got to find out what it is. Go on, what's your number 2?
Okay, so the one I've got for the Muppet Christmas Carol, the one I quite like, is It Feels Like Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true, wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas.
A cup of kindness that we share with another. A sweet reunion with a friend or a brother.
In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas.
It is the season of the heart. A special time of caring, the ways of love make clear.
It is the season of the spirit, and the message if we hear it is make it last all year.
I like that song. It does feel like Christmas. It reminds me of Christmas. I think, you know, I love the film. I think it's a brilliant film considering how old it is. And I mean, it's funny as well. It's the Muppets. They're hilarious. You can watch them time and time again. So to me, that's kind of my favourite one from the album. But you're quite right, Adam. You could have put the other album. But, you know, there's not many Disney kind of Christmassy films. There's that one. You've got The Nightmare Before Christmas. But, you know, look at that album. You've got a Halloween song on there. So you can't...
Yeah,
I couldn't really get anything from there. You know, they were all a little bit too dark and moody for me. So I went to The Muppets and I picked that one.
That is a great song as well. You know what, though? The Muppets Christmas Carol, I think, is just so timeless. And actually, it doesn't matter how many times I watch it, and we've been watching it for years now, every time I put it on every Christmas, it still looks so current and up to date. Because I suppose the Muppets don't age.
No.
Which helps. Michael Caine, on the other hand, does age quite a lot. But, you know, the rest of them don't. I just think it's just like, such a great film. If you've never seen it this Christmas, why don't you watch Muppets Christmas Carol for the first time? Right, I'm heading into the parks. And I am going to I'm going to Epcot, actually, and I am heading over to the American Adventure Pavilion, and I'm going to go on the opposite side of the road to the American Gardens Theatre, because
and see Boys to
Christmas,
Men.
It's not Boys to Men. Every Christmas, Disney put on what is an exceptional show called the Candlelight Processional.
Yes.
Now, I have never seen the Candlelight Processional, unfortunately, as much as I would absolutely love to see it. I've seen videos of it. I've never seen it live, but I would love to. But I do have the album of the Candlelight Processional. My parents, we went over to America a couple of years ago, thought it was weird that I was buying a Christmas album in the middle of August from Disney. But it's such a fantastic album. And again, there's so many different songs on there I could quite easily put into my top three. But the one that encompasses the whole of the holiday season for me from that is the Candlelight Overture that comes right at the very, very beginning. This is sort of like it mixes your very traditional Christmas stuff. You've got the dreidel song in there from Judaism, and you've got all these other bits and pieces that is very all-encompassing. Some absolutely fantastic orchestration in there as well. You can tell I quite enjoy my music. But listening to it from a music point of view, because I am a musician and I enjoy my music, just the way it is compiled, the fanfare styles that come with it is just absolutely awesome. So my number two is the Candlelight Overture from the Candlelight Processional.
You say you're a musician, don't you play the drums?
Yeah. That's musical.
No, that's just noisy.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't want to hit your number one. We're going to go on to the panto now, that's fine.
Let me... There you go. I can play the drums.
There you go.
I play piano. No, okay.
You can play the fool. Right. Let's go to number one then. Right, come on then, Craig. What is... What one song have you chosen for everybody to listen to at the end of the show?
To me, it's all about the hook.
What, Captain Hook?
Yeah, not the hook. It's all about the hook in the song, not the bloke with the hook on the hand. So I've gone for one that you're going to find really annoying, and because you've got to play it all the way through. And people are going to be surprised because it's French and it's from France. But I do like it. And it's also, it's on the television at the moment, which is quite, Alex was singing it earlier on, but it's Chant Saint Noël from the Disney Parade at Disneyland Paris. I think it's the Dreams of Christmas part of it they do right at the end.
Yeah, they do the Dreams of Christmas Parade, sort of the post-parade, I suppose, if that's what you want to call it. Are you going for the original, the piano, or the dreamy?
Oh, original.
Original. So we're going for the original one, which is the one they play in the part. They've sort of created three versions. They have the original version, which is really nice, the piano version, and then you have sort of this dreamy, strange sort of version as well. So Chant Saint Noël. I wasn't expecting you necessarily to choose that one, because obviously it's from France. We know how much you are the Anglo-French relationships but are in your house.
I was thinking about this today, though, but you know, then I'd love Big Thunder Mountain in France. That's, you know, better ride.
That's very true.
I'll give them those two things.
Okay, so Chant Saint Noël and Big Thunder Mountain are the two things you've given them as a gimme. So you've gone for a parade for your number one.
I did on the other one, if you remember correctly, on the Best Disney Music with Spectrum Magic.
You actually did, yeah, you did with Spectrum Magic. And I'm going parade, and I'm heading to fireworks. And I'm going to head over to Holiday Wishes, which has appeared in Paris as well, in Walt Disney World, etc. And I'm going for a piece of music in Holiday Wishes called The Spirit of the Season. And that is the song that I'm going to choose as my number one. It just, for me, sums up the Christmas. Again, it starts off just entirely as sleigh bells. And those sleigh bells obviously continues into the music. And you've got that fanfare opening. You've got that choir, which is very, just for me, very Christmassy. There's versions which have Jiminy Cricket's voice in it as well. I just think, overall, it's just a fantastic, very Christmassy song. So Spirit of the Season is my number one. So you're going to be hearing at the end of the show, after you've heard the second part of the podcast, the Disney Brit Panto, sorry, not the podcast, you're going to be hearing Chant Saint Noël and also The Spirit of the Season.
There you go.
I think they're quite nice choices.
It's quite a nice Christmas way, isn't it?
I'm not sure what Juz would have chosen if he was here.
Something from Epcot, and then something else from Epcot.
Yeah, and he might have snuck in a fourth one from Epcot as well.
Yeah, so two Illuminations at Christmas. Well, it's been played at Christmas. His argument would be they play it at Christmas.
So would have been the Christmas tag for Illuminations, I reckon, would have been number one. Yeah. So, but we're not going to play that because it's not here. So there you go. Spirit of the Season and Chant Saint Noël are our Christmas number ones.
Woohoo!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Disney Brit Podcast and the Ion Orlando Radio Show proudly present to you a very British Disney pantomime.
Crashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha ha ha! Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing!
Last time on the Disney Brit Ion Orlando Christmas Podcast pantomime. The Ugly Sisters receive a letter telling them the name of their road will change from Cypress Gardens to Lego Gardens. Upset by the news, they try to recruit others to protest against the change. They visit Tinkerbell to discuss their problems to find out she has had problems of her own with a possible change of the plans to the new Fantasyland expansion. If that isn't bad enough, there is a new face moving into the street that everyone is worried about.
Just like you, I was due to be moving home in a few years. In 2013, Imagineers told me I would have a brand new Pixie Hollow over at the Magic Kingdom that would be a perfect place for me and my fairy friends to live in. I was so excited! But this morning, a man named Tom Staggs came to see me. He told me that plans for my new home might be on hold for a while. Maybe even forever. A bit like the Western River Expedition. Them damn pirates. Anyway, he says that they are worried that I'm not appealing enough to boys. Older boys, maybe, but not the younger ones. And they need to be a little more boy-centric, which isn't even a real word anyway. And they might have to change their plans. Instead, I would have to stay here. I was so upset. He tried to make me feel better by adding some good news. As a lot of you will be moving out very soon, they have agreed to build a huge new plastic house over on the other side of the road for a brand new resident.
Oh, no. Please don't tell me.
Does he? She? I'm not sure what you mean.
Yes, Duffy the Disney Bear!
Oh no.
Not only is he moving in, but they are building a huge walk-in wardrobe for him so they can fit all of his costumes. He's got hundreds, you know.
But I thought he belonged to Mickey. Why isn't he living there?
Yes, apparently so. I rang Mickey and he said he knew nothing about it. Reckons they made up the story just so they can make loads of money out of a character that has no relevance to Disney history.
Go figure. I never thought Disney would introduce something just to make money from it.
Next thing you know, they'll have a shop at the exit to every attraction. So who knows all about this?
No one other than you, me, Duffy, and the Imagineers. It must be Disney's best-kept secret.
Hopefully it's better than the last one they tried. I take it you've all heard of DVC.
Look, I know you're unhappy about the name change, but I really can't help you. I'm trying to handle my own problems right now. No home, no longer the only fairy on the block, a bear for a neighbor.
No, he has loads of costumes. You said so himself, yourself.
Have you tried contacting him?
What for?
Well, he is the popular bear on the block. He might be a good person to get on side.
Ah, now that's not a bad plan. Good thinking, Tinks.
But how are we going to get hold of him?
There is only one way. I have his number in my new phone.
You've got to be kidding. You've got a Duffy the Disney Bear cell phone.
Available from all good Disney outlet stores, along with his plush bear, costumes, photo locations, meet and greets, kids' menus, KidCot stops, aerobic workout, DVDs, corporate team building events, and ice cream flavours, strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, gooseberry, and his closing line, burberry. Oh, that's it. I can't take this terrible script. Who wrote this? Doug the Squirrel? Dog, maybe. Oh, you know, I used to be part of the Royal Shakespeare, you know. I performed all over the world, and you know, you're using me to try and hold together this tragic story brought to you by the Disney Brit Podcast, Iron Orlando Podcast, Destination Disney Radio Show, and Destination Vinylmation Podcast. And as if that isn't bad enough, you're overusing these terrible bear jokes. I can't bear it. There's barely any story here. Right, goodbye. You have to just finish this story on your own.
Ooh, touchy. That leaves us at a loose end. I'm not sure what we should do now. Actually, I know. Isn't it always at this part of the pantomime where everyone joins in with the song?
Oh, no.
Don't even think about it.
But these are the moments I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going. And I gotta be strong and just keep pushing on, yeah.
We don't have time for this. Just ring Duffy, will ya?
Hello, Duffy the Disney Bear. I love to hug you.
Hello, Duffy. We are the Ugly Sisters, you know, the ones that belong to Cinderella.
Uh-huh.
I understand you may be moving to Cypress Gardens very soon. Is that true?
Yes, that's true. How did you know it's supposed to be Disney's best-kept secret?
Oh, never mind that. They are changing the name of the community because the area has changed hands and we will now be known as Legoland. And our street, Lego Gardens.
We aren't happy and we want to protest against the change. Will you help us?
Oh, no, that sounds terrible. There must be something we can do. I remember once when I was travelling around the world with Mickey.
Duffy, what? You don't have to try and convince us. We know the truth.
You do?
Yeah, we know. You've never travelled around the world with Mickey.
How did you find out? The Imagineers told me that no one would ever know the story was a lie.
We're getting off the point again. Will you help us?
OK, yes, I'm in. I can't help today, though. I'm in Universal.
You are Duffy the Disney Bear. You can't be going to Universal.
It's OK. I'm going in disguise.
Oh, good. As who?
Goofy.
Chuzz, it's all good. He isn't that bright.
Look, I tell you what, why don't you come and join me? We can talk about your ideas over a butterbeer and a chocolate frog. But at those prices, you're paying.
Okay. We're on our way now.
So what did he say then?
He's on our side, but we have to go to Universal to meet him.
Universal?
Yeah, don't ask.
Isn't it the narrator's line now?
Yeah, he left, remember?
Oh, yeah. And what am I to think about too? Gone are the days of continuity here.
We better get over to Universal. Shall we take the Rip Ride rocket car?
Ah, about that.
What?
It's, in the garage.
Why?
Routine maintenance. Always happens this time of year. Luckily, while it was in, the manufacturers called me to say there was a manufacturing fault. But that isn't the reason that it's gone in for repair, I promise.
How long will it be out of action for?
I don't know. The garage, you couldn't really tell me. Not that it matters. I know, I think it's an eyesore. It never did fit in with our surroundings.
Right. Public transport it is, then.
3 hours later.
New narrator? That was quick work.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Here we are then, Universal Studios, home of many franchises that don't belong to the studios.
Where did he say he was going to meet you anyway?
He talked about chocolate frogs and butterbeer, so I'm guessing it's at the Wizardy World of Harry Plopper.
The Ugly Sisters made their way towards the new land, only to hear the sound of people screaming and running in the opposite direction.
What's going on here?
Don't know, maybe we should stop and ask somebody. Excuse me.
No, leave me alone, it's hideous, run for your lives!
Shouldn't we be joining him rather than heading closer to the danger?
No way. The Disney Brit and Iron Orlando podcast team will face any danger.
But Duffy, maybe. I'll hug you to death.
Good point. Just think of Cypress Gardens.
You're right, we must be brave.
The Ugly Sisters made their way closer and closer to the wizarding world of Harry Potter. When they arrived, they found chaos and carnage everywhere.
What has been going on here?
I'll give you one guess. Duffy!
The sisters saw people streaming out of a new store.
He's in the store. Better get there before he causes any more trouble.
They entered the store to find a huge mess everywhere. It was obvious who had been in.
What a mess. Duffy must have been here somewhere. Look, the shelves have been knocked over. There are jelly beans everywhere. There is no way a huge bear would have been able to navigate such a small shop, let alone 3 rides, 1 street, and 1/8 of a theme park.
Duffy, are you there?
Help, I'm over here.
Where? I can't see you.
He's behind you.
Ah, there you are, buried under a pile of chocolate frogs. What's happened?
Oh, I tried to get into Honeydukes because I wanted some Bertie Bott's every flavour beans. When I got inside, I was too big, and before I knew it, I'm falling and taking everything with me. Everyone panicked and began to run in terror. They left me here under all this candy. Thank goodness you came along to help me. I'll have to give you a big Duffy hug when we get out of here.
Come on, let's get out of here.
The Ugly Sisters and Duffy made their way back to Cypress Gardens. They were given several funny looks on the way back. Not a surprise for two men in women's clothes and a large bear riding a bus together.
Now we have finally made it back in one piece. Duffy, will you join us in fighting the name change to our neighbourhood?
What change?
The one we spoke to you about on the phone earlier.
Oh, no, I don't have time for that. I have too many costumes to make for my walk-in wardrobe for my new plastic brick house.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Thank you all for your help, but I really do need to get on. Come here, give me a hug. And here's a I Hug Duffy sticker for you both.
You mean we came all the way over to Universal Studios, paid to park in their preferred parking, which, by the way, is still miles away from the park, paid for 2 one-day tickets, which is a silly price since last summer, rescued you just for you to tell us that you are not interested. You know what? You know where you can stick your...
Although the Ugly Sisters tried, Duffy Bear and none of the other characters in Cypress Gardens would sign up to protest over the name change, not even Duffy. But he didn't leave them with some several small plush teddies, some costumes, kid cop masks, menus, stickers and a signed photo. Everyone they asked didn't care too much about the new name. They all said they had to keep moving forward. So in a strange sort of way, they all live happily ever after. From everyone here at the Disney Brit Podcast, Iron Orlando Podcast, Destination Disney Radio Show and Destination Vinylmation Podcast, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Sharks in a whale, sing along, sing a song of Christmas. Sharks in a whale, it's a wonderful time of year. Dogs in a whale, sing and dance with the joy of Christmas. Dogs in a whale, it's a wondrous time of year.
Well, that's it for this edition of the show. Thank you once again for joining us, and I hope you liked what was a slightly alternative version of the Disney Brit Podcast. We brought you some Christmas special bits and pieces. Thanks as always to our sponsors, Columbus Vacation Villas. You can find them at columbus-vacation.com for all your vacation villa rental and management needs. Thanks as always to Craig for joining me, and hopefully by the time you finish listening to this, Juz will have made his way home, having been stuck in that snow. But if you've got any questions, any suggestions, any comments, we do like to hear from you. Do like to let us know about what you think about the show. You can send those emails to podcast@disneybrit.com. Also, make sure to check out our website at www.disneybrit.com. That's recently had a bit of a facelift, so you can go over there and have a look at the new style Disney Brit website. You can, of course, check out our Facebook page at Disney Brit, and also Iron Orlando and Mouse Meets and all those bits and pieces over on Facebook. And you can also friend up myself, Juz, and Craig over there as well. Thanks to those of you who have left reviews on iTunes. It really is appreciated. And please do continue to do that, because it really does let people know what they're letting themselves in for when they listen to the show. Of course, our YouTube channel is still going over there, and you can still hear the Destination Disney Radio Show and the Iron Orlando Radio Show on Heartbeat Radio 1410 AM between 11 PM and 1 AM on Friday nights. That's 6 to 8 PM Eastern Time. You can also listen at heartbeatradiousa.com, and also you can download the shows from iTunes for that as well. Don't forget, our forum's still open, www.ironorlando.com/forum. And the mouse mag that we spoke about on the last edition of the show, if you're listening to this on Wednesday or Thursday, please go over to the DisneyBrit.com website, because you'll find information on how you can read that new magazine that's brand new for December. We're going to be bringing out quarterly. It's going to be available for you to read on your computer. It's also going to be available for you to download a PDF onto your iPad as well, so you can read it in iBooks. So lots of opportunities there. Also information there about, if you wanted to, how you could get a print copy of the magazine as well. But go over to DisneyBrit.com. You should find out more about Mouse Mag. And that's really it. Well, I wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And once you've heard our outro music, then you're going to be able to hear those two songs that myself and Craig chose, The Spirit of the Season and Sean Sinowell from Disneyland Paris. And that's it. That leaves me with nothing else to say but to let you know that the next show will be released on Wednesday, the 5th of January, 2011. So until then, I'll see you.
you feel it? I'd say there's something magical in the air, wouldn't you? Why, it's the spirit of the season. And it seems to be everywhere. Because, you know, Christmas is all around us.